What is up, boozers? I am on location again, meaning I'm not doing this from home. Once again, coming from the Poirier Sports and Leisure Complex. Once again, chilling in the timekeeper's box for an hour before game time now. Clock counting down to warm up and what could be, but we all hope is not the last home game for this season for the Coquitlam Express. It's game 6 in the series, and they are currently down 3-2. They'll be trying to stave off elimination tonight. But no one listens to this podcast to hear me talk about hockey. It doesn't matter if you're a fellow boozer, a hubber, or just a stalker. You don't listen to me talk about hockey here, do you? You listen to me talk about video games, don't you? Well, you know, since the Kid Icarus Uprising came out today, and since I actually went and got it, maybe I should just give some quick first impressions on that. Well, I'm just going to say this. This game can be fucking brutal, but my gosh, is it fucking great. You know, that's got to be one thing with HAL Laboratories. And this specific development team, the same guys who worked on Super Smash Brothers and everything, they've really nailed it. It feels like Kid Icarus mixed with a bit of the extra features of Super Smash Brothers and some of the extras from Kirby Air Ride, and they've created this like smorgasbord of different things. But of course, the big concern is, of course, the controls. My gosh, I can tell you one thing. First of all, I'm left-handed, which is trouble right there. At first, I thought this game was going to be lefty friendly. It's not totally lefty friendly, but much better than I thought. Which is kind of funny. I prefer using A, B, X, Y over the circle pad, because just for fun, I had set it up so movement was in the left. With the circle pad and look with the buttons. And I could not look for the buttons for my life. I needed a stylus. And just trying to dash with the circle pad was just horrible too for me. I had to get that double tap down. It just feels weird otherwise. Anyways, I haven't played too much. Single player or multiplayer seem like almost two different games as well. But the game, as well as its different collections there. But anyways, you know, I've struggled with the game a bit. I think it's going to take a while for me to actually get used to it. I've started to pick up on it a bit and get the feel. Multiplayer, I've played with bots, and my gosh, are they relentless. It's absolutely ridiculous, let me tell you. It's so frustrating when you're trying to learn the controls. You're better off learning the controls in single player. But, yeah. Is it worth a buy? I think so. It's the killer app that everyone had been waiting for as well. I also have those Club Nintendo AR cards in the mail. I'm expecting those early next week. And on top of the 6 that already came in the box. That's the thing to you. The AR cards are mainly for collection purposes. You can do like take pictures of them like you can with star picks in AR games, but otherwise it's just for collection. It picks up the card, and then you can put it into your, and then it goes into your idle collection. And it's really not much of a big deal. Really, if you want it, people are probably going to scan them and put them online. It might not even be worth buying the cards, to be honest. But yeah, go pick this up. I think this might be a love it or hate it game. Just be forewarned. Maybe I'll play a bit more of it tomorrow and over the weekend. I'll have lots of time for that aside from tomorrow night. But anyways, we have a game coming up. Warm up in 20 minutes, and I gotta be ready for that. So, I will see you later, boozers, hubbers, stalkers, and whoever.